Carolyn?
I'm sorry, I was muted. Your question again?
Oh, I'm sorry. Were you objecting to the change in time or to going into executive session?
I had conflated the two. In one more minute, I'll call the orders of the day. So maybe we should just deal with the adjournment issue right now.
Okay, I had conflated the two also. George has moved to bifurcate the issues. Dear Lord.
Another move.
Okay. Is there an objection to bifurcating the issues between the time that we adjourn from the open session and whether or not we have a closed session? I'm going to separate them. Okay. So we'll vote on the change in time from 9:30 to 10:30 in open session, correct? Giving it a two-hour open session instead of 1 hour. If you support Nia's motion, which is to go to the coordinating committee time of 10:30 adjournment, then vote yes. If you do not wish to stick with the time on the open session agenda, then vote no. Madam Secretary, could you call the roll, please? Quickly. We'll do the other one.
Madam Chair, I'm sorry. Review which is yes and which is no.
Yes, we'll support Nia's motion to adjourn at 10:30, and a no. We'll leave it at the time notice on the agenda of 9:30, and then we'll deal with the executive session separately. I'm going to go ahead and separate the two issues.
Madam Chair, is it too late to offer an amendment?
Yeah.
You can object to separating the two issues. I mean,
Well, I would like to offer an amendment to the time certain.
What is the amendment?
My amendment is instead of adjourning at 10:30, that we adjourn at 10. There are some items from the Executive Search Committee that need to be considered, but I don't believe they will take that long.
You mean under the guise that we would spend half an hour of an hour and a half actually on the thing that was noticed for this meeting? I concur.
This is Ken. This is Ken, point of order. The motion on the floor, let me just make a point of order. The motion's on the floor. If it passes, the member can ask to extend time in this meeting.
If it passes, I don't want to extend time. I want to decrease time.
Okay, folks. Okay, there's a certain level of madness about some of our meetings. I would suggest that we have spent an hour chewing on this agenda in a most baroque fashion. I would say that if there were no objection, that we could modify between 10 and 10:30. If his amendment were with the proviso that the remaining time be actually spent on the search committee's report after we vote on whether or not there's an executive session. That's a lot of ifs and stuff. It feels highly unparliamentary. It just seems practical that we would spend some amount of time for which this meeting was called on the one issue that we all agree that we were supposed to discuss this evening. So is there an objection if we... Carolyn, you had objected and wanted to stay to the 9:30. That was before we spent an hour on the agenda. Would you object to Alex's... there's no such thing as a friendly amendment. Does anyone object to 10 versus 10:30? So it's a half hour on that versus an hour?
Yes, I do, and I'm calling the orders of the day. It's 9:32. So we have a move
okay.
To adjourn. I'm moving to adjourn.
Point of order.
That's not
debatable. Madam Chair, this is Evelyn. I have a question.
Yes,
did you not say that we were going to discuss the issue that Marcel raised? How can we discuss it if we're adjourned?
Well, we are still arguing over the agenda. I mean, this is a very strange way to spend our last meeting. We've been an hour on this.
Absolutely.
Well, I did find out. Did you receive questions? Other people did. It should at least answer those questions.
Point of order. Or somebody call the orders of the day. We just can't keep
yes,
on chatting.
Okay,
sorry.
Point of order. Point of order.
Can you wait someone finishes speaking?
Summer,
before
there are no orders of the day until we adopt an agenda.
I understand. Folks. Okay, this is...
Yes, ma'am. Point of order. We haven't even adopted the agenda. And see, Bill Crozier caused all this confusion, and we can't even
adopt
it.
Okay, no. We all contribute to the mass hysteria.
No, we did not. I did not, Madam Chair. Speak for yourself. Bill Frozier causes confusion.
Matt, please. Okay, Carolyn Burton has called for adjournment. That is not just... Is there a second? Since we didn't approve the agenda, that's an interesting conundrum.
I second an adjournment. This is Ken.
Okay. So I don't think that's debatable. We're just going to take a vote on that, and depending on what happens there, we'll see what happens after that. Madam Secretary, are you... Did you take the roll, please? If you support adjourning, then vote yes. If you do not, then vote no.
Ken Aaron?
Yes.
Ivan Alcine? Can't hear you, Ivan.
Yes. Teresa said yes.
Well, I'm sorry. I thought we were... You just clarified voting on Nia's motion. What happened?
And now, a motion to adjourn calling the orders of the day, I believe that takes precedence over that. We'd have to dispense with that one way or the other. We have to at least deal with it, okay? It presented itself as a problem. So, anyway, sorry, Madam Secretary, call the roll.
Motion to adjourn?
Yes, because we hit 9:30 with all this madness.
I see, okay.
Hello, this is Ivan.
Ivan, thank you.
How do you vote?
Point of information, we're voting to adjourn.
Yes, Teresa, that's exactly what they're doing. There should be a motion.
Teresa says no. Teresa says no.
And I move the center bill closure for all this confusion.
Madam Chair, can you instruct Madam Bediako to stop naming people?
Please, Nia, please do not lay this on Bill's shoulders. Bill does a fine job at many things, and I would prefer that people not cast aspersions on people. What's going on this evening is nothing to do with Bill, so please, let's just... It is, okay. I was under the impression we were here for 1 minute. We are following the roll on the adjournment.
Let's take the roll.
Madam Chair, is that motion to sanction in the record or not?
Point of order. We're in the middle of a vote, and somebody's disrupting the vote. That's...
I cannot hear people.
We're in the middle of...
Not be called. Please mute your line.
And how do you vote? I can't hear you, Wesley. Colin Burton?
Oh, I vote no, excuse me.
Thank you. Colin Burton?
Yes, to adjourn.
Lydia Brazon?
No.
Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Reverend Gall?
No.
Heather Gray?
Yes.
Campbell Johnson?
No.
Ali Lexa?
Yes. Time to stop. Wait.
Ethea Wangasa votes no. Laura Priebus? Can't hear you, Laura. Let's see, Marcel Reed?
No.
George Ryder?
It is.
Tracy Rosenberg? Can't hear you, Tracy. Dan Siegel?
Well, you know, I will vote no, but if we don't get some business done in the next half hour and someone wants to make a motion, then I will definitely approve it. This is obscene. What a waste of our time and energy.
We're voting or nothing?
You heard me.
Alex Steinberg?
I will pass.
Andrea Turner?
Me.
Okay. Alex Steinberg, how do you vote?
I think somebody else has passed before me.
You don't get to tell me how the order to go in. Did you want to vote?
So you want to go in whatever order you feel like it?
Oh, gosh. It's just ignorant.
I'm going to vote no.
Okay. Frankly, I don't see anybody else. That...
I passed most.
Who passed?
I did.
Then who are you?
George Ryder.
Okay, how do you vote?
Abstain.
Thank you. All right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 7 yes, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 no's and abstentions.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Okay, may we quickly dispense with whether or not we're going to have an executive session and at least get to a report from the committee?
Point of order.
Thank you.
Point of order.
George?
Yes. We haven't set the time to adjourn yet, and we already divided the question.
Oh, dear Lord Almighty. Thank you, George. Okay. I'm all ears. We're back. Right, we're back to the two votes. Here.
Is Dan on the stack? Dan on the stack?
Please, go ahead, Dan.
Okay. So I would like to set the adjournment of this open session for 30 minutes from now, 10:10 East Coast time, and I would like the proponents of an executive session to explain precisely what they want to discuss in executive session before we vote on it.
Okay. Thank you, Dan. That's a substitute motion. Does anyone object to the substitute motion, which is a half hour in executive session? In open session. And we'll deal with the executive session separately. Could we all agree to a half hour in open session with an adjournment time of, shall we say, 10:15? Okay.
This is Lydia, and I oppose Jan's motion. I object to straight policy. Obviously, if it's an executive session, I can't say what it is in open session.
I second Dan's motion.
Okay. All right. So, Stack?
I have a point of information, Ms. Chair, Madam Chair, okay. Summer,
yeah.
Whichever you like.
Yeah, it's okay. Go ahead.
Wait a minute. I'm just confused about Dan's motion. Dan, you say you'll vote for executive session if we tell you what we're going to talk about in executive session? How can we possibly do that?
Well,
there's only one motion on the floor right now. Dan's was a suggestion. It can't be taken as a separate motion. We need to vote on when we're going to adjourn. Dan's was a substitute in 30.
Right. Thank you. So why don't we let's deal with that again separately. Thank you, George. Is there any objection to 10:15 as adjournment from the open session? And then we'll deal with the executive session as a separate issue.
Madam Chair, point of clarification. I think Dan said half an hour. So if we talk for another 5 minutes, it wouldn't be 10:15, it would be 10:20. You know, I just want to, that's clarification. It's for half an hour. Am I right, Dan?
Point of order. Kathy.
I think you just want to see that we get out at a certain time. So is there any objection to 10:15 at the time for the return to open session?
How much time? How much time, though? What's the end time? Because there's
that's
a discrepancy.
Half an hour from now. It's 10. That would be 10:15. It's 9:05. So,
well, I don't like it, but I'll go along with the rest of it if you want to.
Okay. So if there's no objection, then we can dispense with that. That's our adjournment time from open session. And now the question is there any closed session? Who is motioning executive session? Let's do it quickly. Is that Lydia, Nia? Who is we spent so much time on open?
And
what Marcel was talking about, and Madam Chair?
Well, just whether or not there even is one right now, okay, Revelyn, because that seems to be the big hanging point, and I hope we'll get something done in this little bit of open session time. So, Ken, go ahead.
The members who are calling for a closed session, I want this to go out on the public, that's why I'm saying it, are being completely disingenuous. They want to get into a closed session to make motions that have not been noticed to this committee. That's what they want to do. That's what they want to go on closed session. They will not give you any valid reason for a closed session. If they did, and they don't have to say anything confidential to the public in declaring why we're going into closed session. If they did, then we could scope the closed session narrowly. So I object to going into closed session, and that's my motivation for objecting.
Okay, please don't
This is Tracy. I object as well. Doesn't make much sense to me. Why are we doing this?
I don't know, and it hasn't been noticed for anything. Lydia, do you wish to motivate closed session?
Well, this is Tracy with a point of order.
Potential issues.
Can I point of order?
I'll take the point of order and then I'll take the motivation.
And including process issues and, different issues. I mean, if they don't want to do it, they don't want to do it. It was just a notice, a closed session, as notice from coming out of approval from the coordinating committee to have such. And, if Alice can appear and answer some of the questions that I've asked in closed session for the ED search committee, then fine. And if not, you'll be able to find – and I can't even reveal what Alex may or may not share in open session right now to even ask the question – address it. So it's crazy to ask me what I'm going to address in closed session when we agreed to it in coordinating committee and these questions have been asked in on the search committee without a response. So,
point of order?
Thank you, Lydia. Go ahead, Tracy. Kathy, on the stack, please.
Yeah, I mean, the point of order is that we didn't notice a closed session. We have no counsel. The only reference to closed session that we heard was HR questions that were going to be addressed to the counsel, which doesn't require a closed session. We haven't noticed one. I object to a closed session, and I would make a motion to the effect that if, in fact, this open session is over, that we adjourn.
Order. We just agreed that we would take a half an hour to finish the open session. And here again, we have members chewing up the half of hour, with more points of order and Robert's rules and all of that. And I think that if we agreed as directors to take a half an hour for this discussion, we should begin it now.
Thank you, Revelyn. I'm going to go with Revelyn. And here's what I'm going to rule. Look, whatever is going on, I'm going to hand it over to the search committee, give them a half hour. At the end of it, if someone wants to make a motion for closed session and the votes are there, because this is going to go on and on and on. I think Revelyn is right about this. Let's see if we can get something done, and if it seems appropriate and the votes are there, then, So I'd like to give the floor to Alex so we can actually hear what the committee needs to maybe have a vote on.
Point of order.
Oh, who is that?
Kathy, I asked to be on the stack several times to call the question. But if we're not
I did not hear you.
No, you didn't. I asked to call the question. But if we're not going to have the question, should we approve the agenda as it stands?
Thank you, Kathy. Dear God. Oh, my God. Thank you. And I couldn't hear you. I apologize. I really could I give the floor to Alex? Alex, could you report on what's going on with the committee that's appropriate for open session that you may need something to be voted upon or otherwise?
I'll be glad to give you a report out from the committee. And can I? Should I begin?
You should. Please. let's see if we can get something done for a few minutes. Thank you.
Okay. The committee met in its first closed session on February 1st, 2013. We had our first discussion of some of the candidates for the ED and the CFO position. Of course, I am not going to discuss any individual candidates tonight, but I do want to report out what the committee decided as to the timeline and some of the procedures. And we passed the following motion that we wanted to report out from the committee. This is from our meeting from February 1st. The Executive Search Committee of the Pacifica National Board, meeting in executive session on February 1st, 2013, discussed individual applicants for the ED and CFO positions. We discussed the need to get guidance from our human resources consultant about interview questions and the overall process of selection of candidates and the need to be in compliance with EEOC regulations. The chair will obtain guidance in this area from Pacifica's HR consultant. In addition, the committee also agreed to the following timeline. One, the committee members would try to present their top 10 candidates during the week. Two, the next meeting of the committee on 2/8/2013 would narrow down the list of candidates to 5 for the CFO and 5 for the ED position. And these candidates would be invited to participate in telephonic interviews with committee members during the week of February 8th to February 14th. If the committee feels there are a sufficient number of qualified candidates in each job category, it will select 3 candidates for the CFO position and 3 candidates for the ED position from the pool of applicants that were interviewed during the preceding week. The committee will recommend the candidates thus selected for a second interview by the full Pacifica National Board at its in-person meeting in New York during the weekend of February 1st to February 25th. The PNB will make the final decision of a possible offer of employment for the CFO and ED positions after interviewing the candidates. Okay. Okay, that was the report out from the February 1st meeting, which was a closed session meeting. And here is the report out from the February 8th meeting, which was also a closed session meeting. We had a discussion about possible obtaining possible legal opinion of an HR specialist. However, no motion came out of that discussion. My own opinion about that was that the questions were not specifically legal questions, but were more questions about best practices and HR matters. And we can discuss the individual questions that came up if you like. We had a discussion about procedures for a reference check and possible background check, and the following motion was passed. HR shall perform reference and background checks of the finalist candidates selected by the PNB at the in-person meeting. That was further amended that the references shall be checked by the HR of the pool of candidates to be interviewed by the ED-CFO committee. So the final motion that came out was HR shall perform reference and background checks of the finalist candidate selected by the PNB at the in-person meeting. Also, the references shall be checked by HR of the pool of candidates to be interviewed by the ED and CFO committee. The reason for that amendment, I think, was that we had a little discussion about whether we're going to check the references only of the people that we're going to refer for the in-person meeting or of all the candidates we want to interview, and we decided that we were going to check the references of all the candidates we were going to interview, just to give you some background. We also had a recommendation that we are recommending that the National Board at its in-person meeting in New York conduct in-person interviews with the candidates that we will be recommending. We made a decision as to a final list of candidates for the CFO position. Obviously, I am not going to tell you who they are at this point in open session. We also made a decision that we will forward of the candidates we will be interviewing for the CFO position. We will forward to the national board recommendations of the for the top three candidates whom we will be interviewing, and those will be the candidates we would like the Pacifica National Board to interview in New York at the in-person meeting. We also made a decision as far as the ED search process that we will not be sending any names to the in-person meeting in New York for the ED application, and instead we are extending the deadline for ED applications to April 30th. And let's see. And I believe that is really all that I have to report out to the board, and I'll be glad to take any questions on specifics, if there's any more specifics that you need.
Is there a stack?
And there is one motion that the board has to consider, and that is that to send three candidates for the CFO position to the in-person meeting in New York. And that is an expense, but I don't think it's a huge expense.
Okay, so is that your vote?
And this is Lydia. And then Nia Summers. Then Nia.
And then Point of information, Bill.
Revelin.
Can Alex or somebody send us, and also the recording secretary, that motion, if you have it written down?
I do. I'll be glad to. I'll send you the minutes that Lydia, who is our secretary, provided for that meeting, and I'll make one change in those minutes. I will delete the names of the candidates that we will be interviewing from that.
Okay, send
from
our recording secretary to Lucy's, or I can do it if you want me to.
So I'll do that if that's okay.
Thank you. Go ahead, Lydia. And
I just wanted to correct that the minutes that I sent out said the motion to extend the deadline for the ED applications is May 31st, 2020.
That's not my memory, Lydia. I believe it was April 30th.
Well, that was my original date, and then Teresa had recommended May 31st, so we didn't do a formal amendment.
I'm just going on my memory. Maybe can we ask other committee members what they recall of that?
This is me. That's why I have to go to Stack Summer. I was going to correct you. Oh my goodness! I was going to correct you, Alex, but everything was fine. To delete the names, but it's May 31st.
Okay, if it's May 31st, then I stand corrected. It is listed in Lydia's minutes as May 31st, but I was going by my memory of the discussion, so I stand corrected. Okay.
Okay.
Dan for the stack.
Okay, go ahead, Dan.
So just, you know, if someone can answer this question without violating any confidences, why? It seems somewhat inconsistent to me to say that the committee is ready to narrow the pool to three or five candidates and to extend the application process. Can someone explain the reasoning for extending the process?
Dan, the extending the process refers only to the ED search.
Right.
The narrowing the candidates to three people refers to the CFO search. They're two different searches.
So are we dissatisfied with the candidates for the ED search? Is that?
We're simply not going forward with recommendations at this time. You can draw whatever conclusions you like from that.
Unless you want to go into executive session.
Okay, thank you. Is there anyone else with questions for Alex? Alex, you have a motion. Do you wish to formalize the language of the motion regarding bringing people to the meeting?
The motion is that the resolve that the Pacifica National Board will finance the travel and lodging for the three finalist candidates for the CFO position to the in-person meeting in New York.
Okay, thank you, Alex. So that essentially entails transportation and lodging, and can be arranged through the office. Is there any objection to that?
Revelin.
Go ahead, Revelin.
I object. Why can't you interview them through teleconference or something? Why do they have to come?
Well, we discussed that possibility, but the majority of the committee felt it would be better to have in-person interviews.
Yeah, more money.
No, this is Lydia.
Wait, may I finish, please?
Go ahead, Reverend.
I had asked to be on the stack, and I wasn't sure that you heard me. One of my questions was already asked. Another question I would like to ask is just listening to your process. First of all, who's going to interview the candidates at the PNB meeting? Is there a structure for who interviews them? Is it like 24 people that are going to interview them? That was one of my questions. And the other question is there a record of the process? I've only been on the board 5 years on the LSB, and I've been on the PNB almost a year. And I know of three executive directors, one being you, Summer, who's an IED. And it just seems like this process, it sounds like it's new each time. And I'm just asking, is there a template how you do this, or do you redo it each time? Just a question. Those two, who's going to do the interviewing, and is there a process?
Okay. As for who's going to do the interviewing, that's of course up to the 2013 National Board. I assume the interviews will take place before the entire National Board. That's the way it's been done in the past, as far as I know. But they can certainly amend that process, and the search committee can make a recommendation to the National Board as to how that should be done. We have not made any such recommendation yet, but if you have any strong feelings about it one way or the other, we can consider it at our next and final meeting, which will be this Friday.
Okay. All right. And then the other thing was, and it has more to do with process, because to have so many EDs for whatever sets of reasons. And I'm not just hurling this at this committee, because it's sort of throughout that we keep having to reinvent the wheel. And the problem with that is that the glitches always, they just shift. They don't get resolved. So I'm just asking, it's just a question, if there any kind of template that says, when we search for the ED, we do A, B, C, D, E, and then you add things or subtract things from that based on, whatever the experience has been. Is there anything like that? It's just a question.
There is no official template that I'm aware of. We did rely on the experience of several committee members who have been either on past search committees or have been veterans of the personnel committee, which has dealt with similar issues, and perhaps other committee members can speak about that. That's all I can tell you about it.
Okay, thank you.
This is Lydia.
Thank you, Evelyn. Go ahead, Lydia.
Okay, so in terms of the in terms of the main motion, which is to interview the CFO candidates in person, both the CFO and ED are our top staff. I mean, those are huge commitments, both in contract and every other respect, and for the care and welfare of our foundation. So to be penny wise and pound foolish does not make sense in any sense of the word. They will already have been interviewed by phone, but this is something that
the committee felt that should be done eyeball to eyeball and in person. There's a lot of nuance that is lost otherwise, and just the ability to interact with them. In terms of a process, Revelin, it has not been a big problem in the past to have the questions asked by the board members. Let's say if you have 24 questions, they're sent to the board, and each one is assigned a question to ask. For example, they have to be standard. You have to ask the same questions of every candidate in terms of the basic question. And then HR gives us some measure of guidance as to how far beyond that one can go, depending on the circumstance. In terms of a template, we have had the fact of the matter is, if you were to say from one board to the next, oh, let's follow the process and the template that was established by the previous search committee, which previously had been the personnel committee, this board decided to invent a new process. So every board is going to have its own, you know, way of approaching something. So that's the problem. Any template you invent is going to be redone. So we did get an actual template of questions to ask from, I believe that one was from Holman. And so, and they're pretty standard, even, you know, from HR consultant or director, you know, to the other. So that was good. That inspires confidence. And in terms of the things that Alex covered, we did in committee cover things that we are bound by. We're not, we can't, the real template is the law. So the real template is, you know, the employment law that we have to go by so as not to go over that line in asking the questions and interviewing. Hopefully.
Ken, to the stack.
Thank you, Lydia. Go ahead, Ken.
Ken, all right, I'm also on the committee. The committee voted 4-2 to have the candidates for the positions flown into New York and possibly quartered, although they may be able to fly in, do the interview, and leave. The vote was 4-2, so it wasn't unanimous. I'd like to just keep this discussion to the issue at hand, the motion, which is to pay for the in-flight missions, not the protocol or procedures for hiring or a management.
Oh. Okay, did anyone else wish to speak? Okay.
Well, this is Ken. I'm sorry. I called the question.
Thank you. So if there's still objection, Madam Secretary, could you call the roll? And if you support flying the three CFO candidates to the New York in-person PNB meeting for interviews, then please vote yes. If you do not, vote no. Thank you.
Okay. Ken Allen.
I pass.
Ivan Alcine. Can't hear you, Alvin. Teresa Allen. Can't hear you, Teresa. Mia Bediaco. Yes. Thank you. Wes Bethune.
No.
Callan Burden.
I'll pass.
Lydia Brazan.
Yes.
Bill Crozier.
This is to approve paying for travel for the CFO candidates to come to New York, right?
Correct.
Yeah, to meet.
Okay, I vote yes. Yes.
Thank you. Kathy Davis.
Yes.
Revelin Gold.
Pass right now. To think about it.
Heather Gray.
Yes.
Campbell Johnson.
Pass.
Allie Lexus.
Yes.
Hi, this is Carolyn. I want to change my vote, please.
To what?
From pass to yes. Definitely yes. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's see.
God. Ethiopian Gaza votes yes. Laura Priebus? Can't hear you, Laura. Marcel Reed?
Yes.
George Ryder?
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg? Can't hear you, Tracy. Dan Siegel? Can't hear you, Dan. Alex Steinberg?
Sorry, I always forget what I'm... Yes, I vote yes.
Thank you. Dan, not... Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Andrea Turner? Thank you. Ken Aaron, how do you vote?
Yes.
Ivan Alsame? Can't hear you, Ivan.
I vote yes. Sorry, yes.
Teresa Allen? Can't hear you, Teresa. Reverend Gold?
Can I ask a quick question? After the board interviews everybody, then the board, the whole board votes for the candidate, yes or no?
That's correct.
Uh-huh. Okay, well then, yes.
Campbell Johnson?
Yes.
Allie Lexa?
Abstain.
Okay, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, yeah? One no and one abstention.
Oh, this is Ken. I call for adjournment.
This is Heather. I'll second the adjournment.
Is this adjournment for the open session?
This is adjournment. There is no closed session call, so this is adjournment.
We have not finished Marcel's question, and so I oppose.
I know, but I just called for adjournment. So I don't care.
I know, but I can oppose it.
Okay.
Point of information.
Phil, go ahead.
I think what Summer emailed us answers Marcel's question.
Well, no, as a matter of fact, Marcel for the stack, pardon me. I'm sorry.
I think they can answer.
I think a call for adjournment is non-debatable.
I jump in.
A call for adjournment is non-debatable.
And I think you should hang up, and the people who want to discuss it.
Okay.
Thank you. I have my opinions, too. But thank you for expressing yours. I believe in freedom of speech. I call for adjournment. It's not debatable.
Teresa's back on the phone. Okay, thank you. There's no debate on adjournment. Just obviously, there are still people who'd like to go into closed session. People who want to adjourn. It's been called for adjournment. Let's just take the vote. It's one way or the other.
I didn't hear a second.
Heather seconded. Heather seconded.
Heather. Just second. I knew I heard a second. Anyway, the point is, Marcel, if there's anything on answer, I will answer you via email or talk to you tomorrow. And my assistant sent me some further information, so I will answer to however it goes.
Summer, you're the one originally who suggested we go into executive session if we have additional.
Oh, chit chat. A non-debatable motion.
Okay,
I call for adjournment.
We're going to take. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll, please?
Oh, E12 or something? Your nerve endings is shot.
Point of order, please.
Thank you, Wesley. So, folks,
Wesley, point of order, please.
Wesley's
trying to make a point of order. He's barely hearing me.
Point of order. Are we doing
the
vote?
For executive session, I thought we are.
Order, please.
Wesley has the floor.
Oh, thank you. I believe Ken just blurted that out and was not recognized at the time that he said that when he called for adjournment. He just, this is Ken, or he just yells out, you know, this is Ken. He wasn't recognized. This is Ken. I called for adjournment. So he was out of order there in my estimation. Thank you.
True. I agree with you, Wesley.
Carolyn on the sack, please.
Go ahead, Joan. Carolyn, go ahead.
Yes, the fact I believe that the motion that Ken's call was responded to is a de facto recognition of it. Include it simply because.
Does that mean two wrongs to make a right?
You have the floor, call for adjournment.
Here's what happened. Okay, Bill, go ahead.
Well, if there's any question, I call for adjournment, and we're at the time that we extended it to
right. Thank you. That's what I was going to say. We're actually at the adjournment time. The question had been whether or not we're going to go into an executive session. Take a vote on whether we're adjourning from this open session without entertaining that. And if that fails, we'll go ahead and entertain if we're going to closed session. Madam Secretary, could you just call the roll, please? It's exhausting going back and forth.
Ken Aaron?
Yes, I'm adjourning.
Ivan Alcine?
Yes,
you are. Alan?
Teresa Allen passes.
Mia Bediaco? Can't hear you, Mia. Yes, we Bethune?
No.
How do you vote, Wesley?
No.
Thank you. Carolyn Burden?
Oh, yes.
Did he have resigned?
No.
Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Reverend Stoll? Are we voting to adjourn the open session?
That's correct.
Just the open session.
And no chance to have executive session.
See, it's not clear.
Yes, this is just adjourning open session. So,
and then we'll vote on whether we want to have executive session. Is that right,
correct.
Madam Chair?
Correct. Yes, ma'am.
Right.
So if you want to discuss that, vote no on this. If you've not
been. Okay. Are you voting no?
I'm voting yes, because we said a half an hour. Yes.
Okay. Heather Gray?
Yes.
Campbell Johnson?
Pass.
Allie Lexa?
Yes.
Okay, Ethiel and Gaza passes. Laura Priebus.
Can't hear you, Laura. Okay, and Summer's not. Marcel Reed.
F.
George Ryder?
Abstained.
Tracy Rosenberg? Dan Siegel? Can't hear you, Dan. Alex Steinberg?
I'll pass.
Andrea Turner? Okay.
Madam Secretary?
Yes?
I'd like to vote to no.
This is Reverend.
Yeah, this is Nia. I got dropped again. No.
Okay. Teresa Rosenberg. Teresa Allen.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes. Thank you. Campbell Johnson?
No.
Laura Priebus? Can't hear you. Marcel Reed?
No.
Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Dan Siegel? Tracy Rosenberg? Okay, Laura Priebus? And Juan Gaza votes no. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 9, 10 yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 no's, and 1 abstention. 10 yes, 7 no's, and 1 abstention.
Okay. Thank you, Madam Secretary. So we are adjourned in open session without a closed session. Thank you, colleagues. I'm forwarding you another email on that other matter as we speak with some additional attachments, and I'll try to answer any of your questions offline as well.
Thank you, everybody. Good
night.
I love you all. Thank you. Do well next year.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you to everyone.
Good night.
Goodbye. Good luck.
Thank you, everybody.